Thanks for tuning in to Lash Alliance Education. This is Morgan Glass, the owner and founder. I am here to bring you the most updated free education in the lash industry. Remember, we are in this together, one client at a time. Hey guys, it's Morgan Glass, the owner and founder.
Hi, I'm Bridget. I'm the manager here at Flirt and Flutter, and I'm a lead lash trainer for Lash Alliance.
And for you guys that don't know, Flirt and Flutter is actually the name of our salon. We have 4,000 square feet, and that's something that we're both really proud of because each year we've been in business now 4 years, and each year we've been able to expand 1,000 square feet. So we actually have almost the whole shopping center now.
We're going to try to get all of it.
Trying to get the whole building. We're almost there. So today we're going to be talking about LashCon. I really wanted to do a podcast on LashCon. LashCon, it means a lot to me. I know it means a lot to Bridget. We have gone the past 2 years. Now, 2 years ago, that was when COVID was a thing. And we had every intention on actually going to California. But then they had to end up doing virtual because of COVID was still really bad. So we ended up doing virtual, which was actually really good. And I believe now they have a virtual option as well. And you can go in person, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty positive that's what Paul had said. Yeah. And then last year we actually went in person. It was an amazing experience. And then this year we get to go be a sponsor. So that is something that I am very, very excited for. It's a really, really big deal, especially with us being a small brand from Oklahoma, right? Like, yes. Everyone forgets about Oklahoma. What is Oklahoma?
All the sponsors are basically big brands.
Yeah.
There,
and
so.
From California and all these big states. You know, we're like a flyover state, I feel like. Yeah. So we get to be a sponsor this year, so I'm so excited for that. And I just wanted to give you guys our opinion as lash artists, as a salon owner, a salon manager, our opinion on LashCon, and this is 100% honest. We have, like I said, we've done virtual, we've gone in person, and now we get to actually be a sponsor. So I just want to tell you guys kind of how LashCon goes if you are thinking about going, and just everything about LashCon and why we think you should attend. So let's talk about when we went last year, kind of all of the benefits that you get from LashCon.
Okay.
What would you say?
The swag bags are really good. So if you get, you have options of a VIP or a regular ticket. VIP, you get 2 swag bags. So that's a value of, what did they say? It was a value of a lot of stuff in there.
It basically, the money you spend for the ticket,
you get in the swag bag.
You get in the swag bag. So, you are spending money to buy a ticket and to fly. Or you might be able to drive if you're close.
Yeah.
But you are spending that money, yes. But that money is basically what the swag bag is worth.
Yes. Like, we had to get a whole new suitcase just for the swag bags.
Oh, it was crazy. Like, because we flew down there, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, Bridget, what are we going to do? We had 4 in total. And we had bought stuff as well because there's vendors. So we also bought stuff. And some of the other girls there were talking about shipping their stuff. And I was like, I mean, yeah, I guess we could do that. Or we can just go buy another
luggage. Suitcase and pay for the extra suitcase.
Right. So we went to the Ross there. And we had a GPS that, you know, because we're not from there. And there was one. And it was huge. And so we just had to buy that. There was no other suitcase. Like, they were all sold out. So I think other people, like, had the same idea as us.
Mm-hmm.
And some shipped theirs, too. But, yeah, we just had to go buy an extra suitcase.
Yes. So, yes, regular tickets, you get 1 swag bag. VIP, you get 2 swag bags.
Yeah. So just in that, it's definitely worth it. So not only do you get a swag bag, you get a T-shirt as well. There's booths. So with being a sponsor, that's what we'll have this year. We'll actually have a booth kind of similar to this, a little setup, and we'll have product there. And you get to buy product from all these different brands. So this is a good opportunity for you if you've wanted to,
try
other brands, to get to talk to them. Some of them will have the actual owners. Like for us, we'll be there. I think like EBL, she's the owner. I think her name's Lindy. She was actually there. And I think there was a couple others that the owners of these companies are actually there. So, and I know you guys look up to some of them. So you will actually get to meet them in person. And that's something that's really, really cool. Getting to meet these people that you look up to in our industry.
Yeah.
So, the connections you know, that brings us into just all the connections you make.
Yeah.
And we met two girls, actually, from Canada while we were there. It was another salon owner and salon manager duo. So I think we were in line. So we were in line for registration. It was the first day we had got there. They were in front of us. And I don't even know what I said. I noticed something, and I asked them a question.
Oh, it was their jackets. They had the same jackets of their brand.
Okay, their jean jackets. Jean jackets? Mm-hmm. Yeah, super cute. They had these matching jean jackets. So cute. So I noticed that, and I just started talking to them. And we instantly hit it off, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, these are like my soul sisters.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they live, you know, in a whole other country. But I just instantly, I don't know what it was, I just connected with both of them. And that whole time, I just like.
It was just us four.
Yeah. Like, we just, I would always try and find them. And we just really connected and vibed. And I was like, this is something that is going to leave here. Yes. This isn't something that is just here right now. Yes. In California, this is something that is going to leave here, and it really has.
Like, we still are in contact with them.
We really are. And the salon owner, Samantha, I talk to her a lot, quite often.
Yeah.
And she's going again this year, so we'll get to see her again. So even just that, in my opinion, if the swag bags weren't a thing, or if anything else wasn't a thing, yeah, just the fact that you get to meet all of these other like-minded individuals. Yeah. For a full weekend, that right there to me is, I think, is worth it.
And that
it.
Can be a long-term friendship, and y'all have everything in common, so.
Uh-huh, and you can learn from one another, too. Mm-hmm. The conversations we had, it just, they were just so genuine, and it was so awesome because I do feel like the people that are going to this conference, they want to grow. They want to learn. They want to do good. And sometimes, you know, back home at your state, you might not meet many people like that. So when you go to LashCon, there's other like-minded individuals that want to learn and want to grow, and they want to grow their business, and we're all there for right. The same reasons. And I feel like you just, since you guys think kind of the same, you really, it's easy to connect to people
right.
there
mm-hmm.
that you don't always get back at home.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, I think even just the connections in general is worth the ticket.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's so fun connecting with people.
Mm-hmm. And there's a regular ticket and there is a VIP. We did the VIP last year. I'm pretty positive all the VIPs are sold out. Currently, what is today? Do you remember the date?
I don't.
It's July, I think, 23rd or something. And I don't remember. But there's like 30 or 40 of the regular tickets left. Now, time you're watching this, there's probably not going to be very many left. So I would really hop on it if you are wanting to go. You can visit their Instagram, either LashCast Podcast, or you can go to LashCon or Lash Conference on Instagram, and there should be a link in the bio, and it will take you right where you need to go to purchase your ticket. This year, there's going to be a lot more, too. Mm-hmm. I know we're expecting a lot more people to go. Last year, I felt like there was a lot of people already. I think there was a couple hundred.
Yeah, and it grows every year.
It keeps growing. And I know it's at the Pasadena Hilton Hotel. And last year, it was in, like, one section of the hotel.
Yeah.
I know this year, they're having to get even more, like, yeah. more room because they're outgrowing the space that they had last year. So I'm pretty sure there's more sponsors this year, and right. I'm pretty sure there's more lash artists that are coming this year. So it keeps growing. I would recommend staying in the hotel right there, the Hilton Pasadena.
Yeah.
Stay right there. It is so convenient and so easy.
And that fills up fast, too. So kind of get on that also.
Yeah, it fills up really quick. And Paul and Tusney should have a discount code for you guys. I know yeah. I used it last year. And we get a discounted rate since we're coming for the conference. But I have already booked our hotel. I booked it months ago, like right when I knew right. this was a, you know, we were yeah. going again, I went ahead and already booked it. So it might already even be booked by now. I'm not sure. But if it's not, it's probably almost full. So yeah. there is another hotel I know that's walking distance that probably wouldn't be too bad. But right. obviously, it would just be really nice to stay there. That's going to be the most convenient. And you got to think the after parties.
Yeah.
So there's after parties almost every night, which yes. is, this is another cool benefit and perk about it. if you're going to one of the after parties right there, you know how nice and convenient that's going to be, especially if you're drinking, to just go ahead and go up to your room.
Yes.
So you're not having to worry about Ubering or walking back late at night to your hotel.
Yeah. Right. And then last year when there was an event off site, so they party buses take us there. So if you're mm-hmm. already at the hotel, party buses will take you and drop you off and pick you up. So that's real convenient.
That was really nice, too, that they did that. They also did the party buses for lunch.
Yes.
So we would have all the classes in the morning, and then the party buses will pull around front at lunchtime, and they would take us down the street to the area with all the restaurants. And, like, I don't know, I think it was, like, every 15 or 30 minutes, there was always a bus to take us back. So mm-hmm. that was another perk, and I'm pretty sure they're going to do that again this year.
Right.
That was really, really nice. So we didn't have to worry about walking or getting our rental car. And
out of valet. So that was a little.
Right. It was just a lot. Yeah. So, and there's just so many people, and those buses can hold a lot of people. So that was another benefit and perk that was really, really nice. But I would definitely stay there if you can. And the parties, let's talk a little bit more about the parties.
Okay.
Talk about all the different parties we had.
The main party that was real fun was the PJ party.
That was my favorite.
PJ party. I don't know if they were going to do it every year, but last
year they did. I'm pretty sure they're doing it again. I think it's Lash Anarchist that puts that one on.
Okay.
I think she's going to do it again.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I might be wrong, but I hope she does because it was so much fun. And that, out of all the parties, I think that one might have been my favorite.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you get to wear cute PJs.
Yes.
And there was, like, a ball pit.
And they had, like, little setups where you can go take pictures. They had this little, like, an Indian tent and had, like, a little cute neon sign above it. And it had pillows in it. You can take pictures.
It's like a little teepee.
Yeah.
I think. And
there was, like, different ones.
They also were giving out tickets for drinks. So I think we got one or two, like, drinks for free, which was really cool.
Yeah. They had a little bar in there.
There was a bar. And then they were also handing out free product from different brands throughout the night too. I think I got like a full lash kit or lash lift kit, so that was really cool. That one was probably my favorite.
So basically it was just like a dance party in your PJs.
Yeah, it was really fun. And then the first night they also had I think it was like a NYE party, like New Year's Eve type of theme party, and they did a balloon drop and stuff. This year, I think they're doing a karaoke party this year, so that will be really fun too. But they always try to make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the cool thing about it is you're not just coming here and constantly
learning.
Like work, learning all this new stuff. You're coming, you're learning, you're thinking of ideas of how to grow your business, and then in the evening time, you get to actually, like, relax a little bit.
Chill, have a couple drinks.
Have a drink.
Socialize with your friends.
Socialize and, like, kind of take your mind off of, because your mind is so stimulated because you have been thinking of all these new ideas and what to bring back, you know, to your state and what to bring back to your team and your salon.
Right.
And then that night you get to actually just, like, chill out and relax. So I think they do a really good job of making it to where you're learning a lot, but then you're also having fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know, because I would always say LashCon was more of like a business type of conference. I know this year they're going to be doing a couple of like hands-on classes. I'm pretty sure Ellie Bono is going to be doing a class. I'm pretty positive.
Yeah.
And I think there might be a couple other brands that might be doing different classes. I know those will cost extra, but I'm pretty sure they're not. It's not like a huge.
Yeah. And this is the first year that they're doing it, so.
That I'm aware
of.
Because I know last year we didn't really have anything like that. It was all just conferences and speakers, which was very beneficial, but I would always kind of relate it more towards, like, the business side of things.
Yeah.
And I know last year they're going to be kind of dipping their toes into more, like, some hands-on as well. So I think that's going to be really, really cool because not only are we going to get to go to business classes, but you can go to hands-on classes as well.
Yes.
Now, this year we're going to be a sponsor, so we're going to be behind our booth, which would be really cool to see at the other end of things.
Right.
Because we haven't been a sponsor yet. And we would love to connect with you. And if you want to come by our booth and just talk to us, that would be really cool. Because we would love to meet you and really get to know you. And I know a couple of you guys already that have said you're coming to LashCon. So I'm really excited to get to meet you guys. But we'll be at all the after parties. So even though we're a sponsor, we'll still get to go to the cocktail parties and the PJ party and all of that. So, and we're going to be doing lots of giveaways and lots of fun stuff. Mm-hmm. So it'll be really fun. I also know, too, this is the only conference that is strictly just for lash artists.
Yeah.
There's a lot of conferences that also include skincare and waxing, because I get it. There's a lot of estheticians and lash artists that do all of them, but there's also a lot of us that just really do only do lashes. So the fact that Paul and Tessie have been able to create something that is just for lash artists is really amazing.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend it. And I'm not saying that just because we're a sponsor.
Right.
We did another podcast like a year ago about this, and we were very honest and truthful. I really enjoy going, and I don't have anything negative or bad to say about it.
Right.
I highly recommend it. I think that it's very beneficial, especially if you're a salon owner or a salon manager. I think even times 10 you should be attending.
Right.
Because you will learn a lot. And the speakers that they have, these aren't just random people. I mean, these are people that
have been in the business.
They're doing the thing, you know. It's probably people that you look up to in our industry. So that's what's awesome about it, too, is the quality of people that they get to go on stage and speak to us is really awesome.
Yeah, even when the first year we were supposed to go and we did the virtual, like, we still learned a lot virtually.
Yeah.
So they give you a lot of information.
Even virtual, it was a really amazing experience, and it made me so excited doing the virtual. I was like, oh my gosh, we have to go next year, and we have to go in person.
Yes.
I was so excited, and we'd never been to California before either.
Yeah.
So that was an experience, you know, two Oklahoma girls going to California. I was definitely, we ate Mexican food, and it was completely different than Oklahoma
here,
Mexican food.
They don't have queso.
It was guacamole, and we don't like guacamole, but it was definitely, you know, it was cool, though, being able to see how different things are and stuff, and it was so fun, and meeting our friends from Canada, and the swag bags, and just overall, I mean, I don't have anything bad to say about it, and I think it's an awesome perk that they are adding the more hands-on education classes this year.
Right.
I think that's awesome.
Yes.
And one cool thing about Paul is I know after last year, he, I think, sent out an email, or maybe it was on the speaker when he was talking. He's very big on getting feedback.
Yes.
He will say, like, is there anything that we should add or we should change, because we've only been doing this a couple years. And I think that's awesome that he does that.
Right.
But I really think everything he does,
because they just want to grow. They want to grow every year.
Yeah, they want to grow. And I think that everything that they do with it is awesome and very beneficial.
And you get to meet them.
Yeah, and you get to meet
them. They're so involved in it.
Yes,
so
and that's really what's awesome about it, too. The people that put it on are so genuine and awesome. And if you want to talk to them, they will talk to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really fun people.
Yeah, it's really fun experience, and we highly recommend it. So get your ticket now. Do not wait.
Come see us if you come.
And time is ticking, because tickets are almost sold out. So if you're listening to this right now, don't wait, because there's probably by now only a couple tickets left. And we would love to be able to meet you, and we'd love for you as a lash artist get to experience LashCon.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.